mom in your backyard. Oh, Dad, when you went away. And I know living with me, baby, is sometimes hard, but I'm willing to give it another try. 'Cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. Nothing compares, nothing compares to you, to you.
Nothing compares to you. I'm going to send that out to my wife. It was her birthday yesterday. Happy, happy birthday, dear.
Hey there, this is Kim Churchill. You're listening to Folk Everything with you on...
Oh, thanks, Kim, but wait your turn. Okay. Yeah. So, Greg Cave with Sarah Fazakerly. Nothing Compares to You. That was live. Greg was singing and Sarah was playing her flute, and it was, oh, yeah. It's a lovely video, by the way, if you can catch it. Ringo and George before that. Ringo doing a brand new tune from him called Time on My Hands. And George would be here now. An old track of his, but been remastered and cleaned up and stuff by his son, Danny. With the blessing of the woman who owns his catalog. That would be his wife, Olivia. Okay. So a couple of Beatles tracks in there just for fun. What have we got coming up for you now? Oh, well, of course, because I just shut him up. We've got some Kim Churchill coming your way. This is a guy I met in at Mariposa last summer. He's from Australia, hanging out with his friends Hussey Hicks, also an Australian band, and they were all hanging around together. All the Australians, yeah. Been playing it both. Having trouble finding a lot of stuff by this fella, but we managed to squeeze one track out of their promo people, so I thought I better play that. It's called Some Days... The rain may fall, just maybe not today. To follow that up, we've got Leahy and the Aerialists, and it's all happening in this last hour of Folk Everything. I'm Hugh. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. And while I met Kim Churchill, I got him to do this for me. Enjoy.
Hey there, this is Kim Churchill. You're listening to Folk Everything with you on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Da 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 da. Finding love that
the Aerialists. They're out of Toronto. That was fabulous. Wow. I'm still sitting here just reeling in that. That was called The Birds. The hornpipe and a reel. Taken from their album, I Lost My Heart on Oh Hush. Who are you? Oh, yeah. That's, keep your shorts on. All right. I have things to talk about. Yeah. Like the Aerialists. That was fabulous. I Lost My Heart on Friday. And they're from Toronto. Wow. That was fabulous. We had Leahy in front of that and Good Water. Now, Leahy has a new album out. It's live in concert. Leahy. Because I think as a band, they're kind of defunct because they're all off doing their own things now. Yeah. New from Leahy. And Kim Churchill, all the way from Australia, to start us off. And Some Days the Rain May Fall. Try and get some more of his stuff on. I like him. And I like his stuff. All right. Let's talk fundraising. Okay. I talked to you about the lower levels up to $50. From $50 to $99, you get the CFRC sticker, pen, pin, three song requests on your favorite show, and one raffle ticket for every $5 donated. Okay? You will also get coupons to Smoke's Poutinery plus the raffle tickets. That's the $50 to $99. $100 to $250, you get all of what I just mentioned, all of it, a choice of toque, playing cards, or a T-shirt while supplies last, plus one raffle ticket for every $5. And if you've got deep pockets, you donate over $251. You get all of what I've just mentioned, plus an hour guest spot for you and your pals to join us on air and play your favorite songs live from our studios. Wow. I'll tell you, that's a lot of fun. Free tickets to CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence Capstone Concert in 2025. Just some of the things. You can donate by going to cfrc.ca. It's all done there. And, I have always found it difficult to tell people how far our signal goes. We've just had a new antenna put in. So let me update you. Our FM signal covers Greater Kingston, Ontario, okay? Reaching from Belleville to Brockville and north to Westport and south to Watertown, New York. We are on the air 24/7, 365. Yep. We're here all the time. Well, I'm not here all the time, but count your blessings for that. What do we got for you? Oh, yeah. Well, because it was my wife's birthday yesterday, I just kind of put together a little three-song package for her. That other one. Yeah, the Greg Cave and Sarah Fitzackerly tune. That was just serendipitous, okay? But this is all for my wife. I think you'll recognize a lot of it.
Come and talk of all the things we did today. Here and laugh about our funny little ways while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you double. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now a quarter of my life is all almost past. I think I come to see myself at last. And I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you. And I feel myself in blue. So darling, be home soon. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to.
Station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour, one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. Every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. Every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homebound. And I wish I was homebound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homebound, I wish I was. Silently for me.
escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me.
Me, you really did it this time, you did. Did you count your fingers after shaking my hand, God forbid? Riff-raff, crawling from the slums, right there in front of all your chums. I swear by the pricking of my thumbs, I'll make your day and melt away. Stand next to me. You won't have to introduce me. You won't have to think about, talk about, care about me. I'll crawl back. I've got a nerve just showing my face, don't you think? Scruffy at the likes of to know their place, don't you think? Shame, pretty bloody rude. I should be hoarse with them soon, then go quietly. My tail between my knees, I crawl back, under my stone, I'll crawl back, under my stone, I'll crawl back, under my stone. But you won't have to stand next to me, you won't have to introduce me. Talk about, care about me. I crawl back. It's a record you did. You guessed my game and my name like a number you did. Somehow I gave myself away. Some cut, some word I didn't say. I missed one line in the play and the trap shut tight. And you did. Stand next to me. You won't have to introduce me. You won't have to think about, talk about, care about. You won't have to ask about, fuss about, discuss about. You won't have to mind about, sweat about, forget about me. I crawl back. I crawl back.
Dogs and cats that are off-leash can hurt baby bunnies by digging up the bunny nest. Sandy Pines has helped hundreds of bunnies because they were orphaned or their habitat was destroyed.
A dog's bite could really injure a smaller animal, so please keep your pets in a fenced area or on a leash.
If you find an injured animal, please call Sandy Pines and they will help.
This message was brought to you by the students of Odessa Public School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners. Have your voice heard and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smoke's Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of rock and roll radio. Blasting on the stereo. This is one so good, fun somewhere, fun. And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
In fact, that comes by in about, not too long from now at 1 o'clock. Laura will be in with Let It Happen. Of course, Dave will be by with Swing, Swing, Swung at 2. All right. Let's stop this guy. Oh, I see. I missed him. He ran out of room. Oh, well. Okay. In that last set, For My Goddess, we had Love and Spoonful and Darling Be Home Soon. Red Molly was in there with Simon and Garfunkel's Homeward Bound. And because I didn't have any Paul Kelly to play for, I played her Richard Thompson, one of her favorite musicians. And that was Crawl Back Under My Stone. Yeah, lyrically had nothing to do with her birthday, but it was the only Richard Thompson tune I had on hand. So, okay, happy birthday. We're just going to keep on talking along. I think she's out there driving around, so drive carefully, dear. We have some Susan O'Neill for you right now. You may recall I ran across her at Mariposa a couple of years ago, and she blew my tiny mind. She was fabulous. So I bought her album. She's just put out a new album. So I bought that, too. It's called Now, in a Minute, all the way from Ireland. We have Susan O'Neill, or as she's known in some circles as S-O-N. She did some albums with Mick Flannery, and they were credited to Mick Flannery and S-O-N. Susan O'Neill, but it's just S-O-N. So that's fun, I think. Anyway, we're going to play with a thing called Sign of the Times, and then we got a couple of weird ones coming up. Well, not weird, but fun. That's the ticket. Right here on Folk Everything on CFRC.
Begging for a deal to save me. I love to linger in the moonlight on Honolulu Bay. Fond memories cling to me by moonlight, although I'm far away. And all the beaches are full of peaches who bring their yukes along. And in the glimmer of the moonlight, they love to sing this song. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady linger too. If you kiss a ukulele lady, and you promise ever to be true, and she sees another ukulele lady fooling around with you, maybe she'll cry
an awful lot,
maybe she'll sigh,
and maybe not,
maybe no. She'll find somebody else by and by to sing to. When it's cool and shady, when it's really wicky wacky woo. If you like a ukulele lady, a ukulele lady like you. She used to sing to me by moonlight on Honolulu Bay. Fond memories cling to me by moonlight, although I'm far away. Someday I'm going where breezes are blowing and lips were made to kiss. And in the glimmer of the moonlight, I'll hear that song I miss. If you
like
a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you. If you
like
to linger where it's shady, a ukulele lady linger too. If
you
kiss
a
ukulele lady, and you promise ever to be true, and
she
sees another ukulele lady fooling around with you, maybe she'll cry
an awful lot,
maybe she'll sigh,
and maybe not,
maybe she'll find somebody else by and by to sing to. When it's cool and shady, when it's
with the number one ranked undefeated Wilfrid Laurier Goldenhawks. The stakes are high and the odds are stacked against the Gales, but this is a team that makes the impossible look routine. Can the Gales continue their incredible underdog run and dream the impossible dream? Or will the Golden Hawks send Queens crashing back to reality? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 12:45 p.m. for the Something in the Water pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff. Founded in 2019, Something in the Water Brewing Company has made waves by bringing delicious brewed beverages to its local customers. Located at 275 Princess Street, Something in the Water's eclectic food and beverage menu is sure to please any palate. Learn more at somethingbrewing.ca. The 2024 season has been a trying one for the Queens Gales. A year full of expectation and pressure. Heartbreak and hurt. injuries, and adversity. Mayhem and madness. A lesser team would have thrown in the towel, and no one would blame them. But still, they rise. Because for every injury, there has been opportunity.
Russell Weir has got one man to beat, and he will do so.
Every heartbreak, elation.
Looking for Nico Cuomo. Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown.
And every moment of mayhem, a little bit of magic.
I have never in my life seen someone like this. Lightning has struck a third time.
The Gales have been put down, knocked down, and written off. But still, they rise. Disrespected, doubted, defeated. But still, they rise. And today, they must climb their largest hill yet. And they will greet it with no fear of falling. Because they know they will rise. Higher and higher. Until one day, they stand above it all. This is Queens Gales Football on CFRC. Good afternoon, football fans. This is Jesse Bell here with you for what very well could be the final game in this 2024 football season, as your Queens Gales are in a do-or-die situation in Kitchener-Waterloo against the Laurier Golden Hawks. But before we get into all that, I want to thank our title sponsor for this season, Something in the Water Brewing. Did you know that Something in the Water Brewing Company was named Canada's New Brewery of the Year in 2022? Their fantastic team is always adding new flavor to the food and beverage menu. Something in the Water just launched the Tricolor Touchdown this season, a beverage inspired by CFRC's coverage of Queens Gales football. Visit somethingbrewing.ca to learn more and follow Something in the Water YGK on social media to stay current with all that's in store. And they've always got some great events and great brews on tap. Definitely swing by 275 Princess Street after we're done with our work here today. And today, boy oh boy, the Gales have their work cut out for them as they play the number two ranked, although I'm not sure why they fell down the rankings since they haven't lost a game, Laurier Golden Hawks, and they are on the road once more. Something of a common trend for the Gales this season. They have put more miles in than any team in the OUA, and I would reckon probably more miles than any team in OUA history, with three of their four road games being in Windsor, 6 hours, London, about 4 hours, and then Kitchener-Waterloo, about 3.5 hours. Thousands upon thousands of kilometers the Gales have traveled, and admittedly their last trip up to Kitchener-Waterloo was not a particularly successful one, as they fell by 30 points. It was a 51-21 drubbing that they experienced at the hands of these very same Golden Hawks. Now, admittedly, Queens is coming in riding a pretty absurd wave of momentum, thanks in large part to what we're calling the Phantom Touchdown, one that very few of us saw happen at the time, but last week, Russell Weir entered the ballgame with 2 minutes left and threw a 39-yard touchdown pass to first-year wide receiver Logan Walton to cap off what was a wild, weird, woolly, and at times painful game for the Gales. They really struggled against a formidable Lancer defense, but they stuck with them every step of the way, and they got the W. They're hoping for something similar today. Last week, we had some great performances from Logan Walton, who had 3 catches for 65 yards. Nathan Falcone, who had 6 catches for 65 yards. And a great day from Mateo Tuioti, 6 catches for 54 yards. It is worth noting that Tui Oti is out of the lineup this week. James Preston and Liam Silverson are listed as the team's H-backs. Now look, the Queens defense last week, they played phenomenal football. They did give up almost 200 rush yards, but they only surrendered the one touchdown. And they kept the Windsor passing offense in check all day long, giving up just 61 total passing yards and tallying three sacks, including one that took the Windsor starting quarterback out of the game early. And the backup Corson Roy just could not get anything going against this great Gales defense. Last week, we saw key performances from Silas Hubert, Darian Newell, Van Wishart. Ollie Jackson had a massive tackle for loss that forced a punt. Linebacker Josh McBain was all over the field leading the team in tackles, and Jared Seaway was instrumental to that lockdown pass defense. The Gales also got a great performance from their special teams unit. Matt Driver had 13 punts for 541 total yards. Two of his punts were downed inside the Lancer 20-yard line. He also opened scoring for the Gales with a beautiful, big blasted rouge to the back of the Windsor end zone. And Tyler Mullen, he went 3 for 3, putting up 9 points for a Queens team that would score 22 in total. So a huge, basically half of their production coming from special teams last week. And the kick and punt coverage teams also did a great job containing the explosive Giovanni Cunningham. So special teams and defense, they brought it last week. If the offense can play up to that level, we could be talking about a pretty big upset here today. But across from the Gales, we have the outstanding Laurier Golden Hawks. And look, they're led by the best player in the country. Taylor Elgersma went 23 for 30 against the Gales last time they played, putting up 417 yards and 5 touchdowns, the majority of which coming in the first half. He's got an incredible receiving core. Ethan Jordan, who crossed the 1,000-yard threshold, only I think the second Laurier Golden Hawk to ever do that. They've got the incredibly named Raiden Thorne, the explosive Laomi Ojutaleo, who had that 87-yard touchdown against the Gales in their last matchup. They've got two great backs in Tanner Nelms and Tyshawn Jackson. This offense is a complete unit. There is no weak point on the Laurier offense at all. And their defense, kind of similar to that no-name defense the Miami Dolphins fielded during their 72-perfect season, they don't necessarily have any guys that are singular standout players, but they are so solid across all three phases of defense, the front, the linebacking core, and the secondary. They're a really hard unit to crack consistently, and they benefit from having this incredible offense next to them. By that, I mean the defense knows that, hey, we can surrender a touchdown or two, and our offense is going to get it back. And they also know that they're going to be leading the majority of the time, which means your opponent's going to have to pass, so you set up a big day for your pass rush team. And on top of it all, they've got an incredible kicker in Dawson Hodge, who has been just so consistent for the last 4 seasons. Factor in home field advantage, and yeah, Laurier, I think it is fair to say they are the favorites in today's contest, but you can't count out this Queens team. Let's talk about the head-to-head matchups. Laurier is on a 2-game winning streak against Queens, beating them 11-10 in 2023, and then that aforementioned 51-21 thrashing in Week 7. These teams have played 17 times since 2007, and it's been a fairly even series, Queens going 7-10 during that time. And the Golden Hawks are 4-1 against the Gales during the Steve Snyder era. But it's worth noting, the Gales' lone victory over those last 5 games came in Kitchener-Waterloo in Week 9 of the 2022 regular season, a game where the Gales dominated the field positioning and pace of play. 2022 was a long time ago, but it's always worth that point. Look, guys, I'll be honest. With the amount of injuries the Gales have had and the quality of the opponent they are playing, it's highly unlikely they'll be victorious today. But, this is a team that is playing with house money. They probably shouldn't be here with all the adversity they've faced, and yet they persist, and yet they keep chaining together victories. And look, this team, they believe in Anthony Leo, and they certainly believe in Russell Weir, who entered the ballgame cold and put together a season-saving touchdown drive. Belief is a powerful thing, and if the Gales can hang with the Golden Hawks like they did with the Lancers, there is a real possibility they can conjure more magic. CFRC's own Rob Carnell made a point yesterday. He was teching the 2008
Queens Ottawa football game. At the time, the Gaels were undefeated. They were the number one team in the nation. They were heavily favored. They were playing at home. Everybody thought they're going to walk right through Ottawa. Well, the GGs surprised the Gaels and ended what would have been an incredible season much earlier than they anticipated. Now, I'm not saying that's what we're going to see here today, but it was about 16 years ago to this day that we saw some magic happen in the OUA. And it's very possible we could see it again today. There's not much left to say, folks. This is win or go home. This is playoff football. What I expect to see is I expect Laurier will come out swinging. I think they're going to make use of that pass game right away. Queens knows this, and the only, I would say, bad defensive game the Gaels had this year was against this Golden Hawks team, where they were just able to totally dominate pretty much any time they dropped back to pass. So I don't think we're going to see much of a differentiation in tactics. Offensively for the Gaels, I think we are going to see them try anything and everything to try and keep pace with this Laurier offense because, my goodness, it's not an easy thing to do. This is an offense that can score 6, 7, 8 touchdowns in a game. Your defense is good, but no defense is good enough to limit an offense like that to nothing. So you know they're going to score. You got to be ready on the offensive side of the ball if you're the Gaels to throw everything at the wall because you need to keep pace. Keep it close. Give somebody like Ian St. Arnaud a chance to crack the game open with an improbable special teams play. Give your defense a chance to pin their ears back and go after the quarterback. You got to keep it close. If the Golden Hawks open up a big lead like they did in week 7, I don't know if the Gaels have enough horsepower to run with this explosive Laurier offense. If Queens can stay in it, especially if they can get another huge day from the special teams unit, we might be on to something here. We might be on to something here. No matter what happens, it has been an incredible year, and we want to thank Something of the Water for serving as our title sponsor. You'll hear more about Something of the Water throughout the game today. Also wanted to shout out CFRC's annual funding drive kicking off yesterday, actually, November 1st. Head on over to cfrc.ca, click donate. If you're looking for a tax receipt, you can donate through Queen's University. They have their donation portal. Or you can give directly to CFRC, get yourself some sweet station swag, a t-shirt, a toque, lots of good stuff. The money that we are getting from this funding drive is going towards the only truly local station left in the Kingston area, one that is committed to bringing you the best of local sports